An American Viewpoint, 8.
The American attitude toward public drunkenness probably has something to do with both the law and religion. Historically, America has always had alcohol, but not everywhere in America. In certain parts of the South, such as Kentucky and North Carolina, there are what are known as dry counties. These dry counties make it illegal to buy, sell, or drink alcohol. What is common about these dry counties is that they are all found in areas of the South which are both conservative and strongly religious. Sometimes this area is called the Bible Belt. Because of people's religious views, there has been a view by some in America that alcohol and the result of too much alcohol, namely drunkenness, are things to be looked down upon. In the 1920s in America, there was, for a short time, a ban on alcohol throughout the country. But this ban, called prohibition, ended quickly because of the anger of many citizens who began making homemade alcohol. The ban was quickly ended, but the feeling that drunkenness and alcohol are somewhat bad things has remained. These days, the government in the U.S. is very strict about alcohol consumption. Often at supermarkets and bars, I am asked to show some form of ID to prove I am 21 years old or older. As someone who has lived outside of America for many years, this to me is a violation of my privacy. It seems to me that America is overly strict about alcohol consumption, but the American public's reaction to public drunkenness is much better than Japan's. Allowing people to excuse their misbehavior simply because they are drunk should not be tolerated. Being drunk is simply an excuse for bad behavior in Japan by people who cannot drink responsibly.